Well, it's time to get our first look at Sunday's opponent, the Cleveland Browns. Feels like we know them so well, even though the regular season opener on Sunday. Dave Spadaro here, joined now from ClevelandBrowns.com, our good buddy Vic Carucci. Vic, how excited are the people in Cleveland to see this young team the Browns are ready to unleash?
I think they're very excited, Dave, because I think there's a general feeling that there's an infusion of talent and a real upgrade of talent compared to what this team had. And it starts, of course, with Brandon Weeden at quarterback, having the big, accurate arm that he possesses, and then going from there. New receivers, Travis Benjamin, who is, of course, fourth-round pick from Miami, an extremely fast guy, really good hands, gets open. And then Josh Gordon was brought in via the supplemental draft, former Baylor player who is a big, strong, athletic target. Really reminds people of somewhat of a young Terrell Owens physically, whether he could have anything close to that level of accomplishment, of course, is way, way, way premature to talk about. But just the promise of some playmakers on this team is a lot better than what people watching this team have seen in the past several years.
Vic, let's start with the quarterback, Brandon Weeden, described prior to the draft as, you know, obviously a little bit more experienced than the quarterbacks in terms of his age, his maturity level, his ability to understand things. What have you seen from him this summer?
Right. What I've seen, and you're right, it starts with that maturity level, the fact that he is 28 and really almost 29, and of course had spent from age 18 his formative years athletically as a baseball player in the Yankees organization. And that experience as a pitcher, that experience, I think, definitely hardened him in a good way for professional football, killed off some of that baby fat that I think players have maybe psychologically, not maybe really physically, but helped him to just adapt to being in a professional environment and what that means and how to understand the commitment of being paid to play the game and be a pro. And I think it's, you know, served him well in terms of how to conduct himself and command respect from teammates. But the bigger part of that is the ability to throw the football. You know, your personality is important, but only if you can play. And the guy definitely looks like he can do that. Big, strong arm. Accurate. Those are some of the things you see. Can make throws, Dave, frankly, that no other quarterback on this team was able to make through the offseason, through the preseason. And it's again that those sideline routes, those real tough, those quick outs, those routes that offer small windows of opportunity to complete. And he gets it out there, and he stands tall in the pocket, and he's a bigger, stronger guy, you know, than Colt McCoy and other quarterbacks who are in this camp and on this team.
Vic, it would obviously help the Browns if your go-to guy in the offense, your first round draft pick, running back Trent Richardson, is in the lineup. I know he's practicing today. Your sense of what he's all about, and maybe 6 days from now, what the Eagles can expect to see from him if he plays?
If he plays, you're seeing a dynamic, explosive player, you know, who's low to the ground but very thick physically, and definitely has that extra gear, that ability to break free in the open field. He's he hits the hole very hard and quickly. Has nice cutting ability inside. And can really take runs anywhere he can with them once he gets that initial crease. He's also an excellent receiver, and I think that's the other key, and a very willing blocker to pick up the blitz. I don't know how he'll be used or what the approach will be. I've heard both Pat Shurmur, the head coach, and Tom Heckert, the general manager, talk about, you know, being smart about utilizing him. So does that mean you limit his carries right out of the gate? You know, probably more so than you would a player that wasn't coming off arthroscopic knee surgery. So you just want to make sure that, from all standpoints, that the knee and that his whole body, conditioning-wise, is able to handle things. And I think they feel good about the depth, too, that they have at the position with Brandon Jackson, they picked up as a free agent last year from Green Bay, Montario Hardesty, who's been on this team. So I think if they had to get some shared carries, which I would anticipate, even if Trent Richardson hadn't undergone the surgery, I think they feel good about that.
Vic, you mentioned earlier the wide receiver core, and it all works for Whedon if he has time to throw the football. We know the Eagles like to bring it on the defensive line. Your feeling on what the approach might be from Cleveland's offense against a hard-charging, very aggressive Eagles defense?
Yeah, it's going to be a challenge. And seeing that third preseason game certainly would make one, really, from a Browns perspective, say, whoa, you know, that is a hard-charging, aggressive group of pass rushers. And in that game, Browns protection was, in many cases, not up to the challenge. But I think some of that also had to do with the fact that it was preseason. I think it'll be interesting to see with a full preparation, week of preparation and anticipation of what's coming from the wide nine look and the blitzing and all the different things that the Eagles can bring, how that's handled. My sense would be there will be better preparation for that than there was for the preseason. How that works out in the game, who knows? But I also think it's extremely important for the rookie quarterback to be aware and to get rid of the ball quickly. He's capable of doing that, but, you know, show good pocket awareness and find his hot receivers and have the receivers respond in kind. You know, be aware of what's going on with the pass rush and the quarterback. It all works together. So people have to get open quickly and have to be able to make plays right away to prevent the quarterback from getting hit.
Vic, on the other side, the Cleveland Browns defense, I mean, there's some pieces there. Just, I guess from our standpoint, not sure which pieces are going to be on the football field. Give me an update on Scott Fujita and Joe Hayden. Will they play on Sunday?
Well, you know, Scott Fujita, I think, began right off after the 53-man cut on a suspension list. So my sense right now is he's probably not playing. I know nothing about Joe Hayden's status other than he's still, still out there and still working. And so I don't know what to tell you about that. The rest of the defense, I think is, very solid, and it's a younger defense because you've got guys like John Hughes and in there, and Billy Wynn, two of the defensive linemen that were drafted, and picking up the slack for Phil Taylor, the second year tackle who's out with a torn pectoral muscle that he suffered during the off season. Linebacking core is young. Chris Gokong is out for the year with an Achilles injury. So, others have had to step in from a rookie core, and that includes an undrafted free agent by the name of L.J. Fort. I think you'll be impressed with him. He's had a nice preseason, and he's an aggressive young linebacker. Craig Robertson is another guy that was on the practice squad at the end of last year, really, really shown well through camp. I think the rest of the secondary, T.J. Ward is back. He is a safety. He missed most of last season with a foot injury. He's healed from that. He's made a big difference. He's a good cover guy, good hitter. And Asali Young should be healthy now. You know, he missed much of the preseason, was hurt. Looks like he's back, back in full form. So I think they feel pretty good. And you know the name Sheldon Brown, old, steady, faithful veteran player at corner. He's another guy that, through this preseason, they wanted to send the message that even though I'm in my 11th year, I'm not giving this thing up. And he came in great shape and made plays, made a couple of, was involved in a couple of turnovers, an interception, and two interceptions in the preseason. And you just see him on the practice field, too, and he's such a great leader for this defense.
Vic, when you have a team that's so young and so many new, you really don't have a sense based on the training camp and the preseason of what they're all about. Is that kind of how you feel about the Browns?
Well, 15 rookies to get your attention, Dave, and that's nine drafted players and six undrafted players. And, yeah, that makes you pause and say, wow, that's a lot of young guys. The sense of what it is and what they'll be, sure, we'll see. I think anybody will tell you that. But Pat Shurmur said it. He expects to win with the players he has, because I think they're more talented. The overall, you could focus on the fact that they're young and say they're young. Okay, but they're also more talented than what was here. And maybe it takes a little longer to get that talent to show when you're younger. But the other thing youth gives you, I think it gives you more speed, and that's very important against a very fast team like the Eagles, who have speed everywhere. I think it's also good to have the enthusiasm that comes with it. I think it's infectious. I think the older players will be, you know, will be impacted by the attitude of the rookies.
Vic, the Eagles over the weekend getting to 53 with the help of the Cleveland Browns, making a waiver claim. I'm sorry, making a trade with the Browns for David Sims. We really don't know much about the young safety. We saw him in that game in the preseason when he picked off the Trent Edwards pass that was ultimately overturned by a penalty. But what can you tell us about Sims?
He's been doing that kind of stuff, though, all summer. On the practice field and preseason games, he is a playmaker. And quite frankly, I thought he was going to make the roster, as one of the undrafted free agents. I think from the Browns' perspective, it's very commendable for Tom Hecker to take an undrafted free agent and then, you know, watch him increase his value and then get something for him via a trade. It gives you a draft pick. It gives you something to deal with next year. But for the present, I think the Eagles have themselves a good player. I really like David Sims. He's a very serious worker. He's focused. He's got good instincts. He's a good athlete. He'll be involved in run support. I mean, you know, they can use him in a lot of different ways, and I think he'd also be helpful on special teams.
Vic, final thing for me. Wait, what? The Cleveland Browns Stadium, when we went there a couple weeks ago, it was preseason. It was not a full house by any means. It's preseason football. This Sunday, I look forward to it. I think the fan base in Cleveland's fantastic. They're going to be into it. Give us a little preview of the level of emotion, intensity, focus the fans are going to have.
Oh, man, I think it's going to be off the hook. I'm expecting this to be a very loud and crazy place. People have been waiting for this for a long time. They're excited about, again, the new faces, the new team. There's a new owner coming in, and Jimmy Haslam, who of course, still has to get the vote of the other owners on October 16th for approval. But, just the new era of Browns football beginning in so many different ways. So I do think people are fired up about it. And, yeah, you'll see a far, far different place at Cleveland Browns Stadium in terms of the fans and their level of, excitement, et cetera, Dave, on Sunday than you saw a couple of weeks ago.
Well, Vic Carucci, cannot wait for it to get started on Sunday. We thank you very much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. See you at the ballpark, my friend.
All right, Dave. Looking forward to seeing you, brother.